Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Jesus paid it all. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that Jesus paid a debt we could not pay. Hallelujah. And he did not pay it half the way. Hallelujah. We say thank you that Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Hallelujah. And we bless your name, Father God, on this day that you have made, on this day, Father God, that we commemorate the death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, that you so loved the world that you gave us your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And thank you, Father, that not only did you give your Son, but your Son gave his life, Father God, voluntarily. He laid it down to restore us back to you, that whosoever believeth, Father God, hallelujah, shall we have eternal life in you, with you, Father God. And we say thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed for us. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing, 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 nothing but the blood of Jesus. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for making a way out of no way. We say thank you. Oh, Father, when we was lost in sin, oh, God, you remembered us. Hallelujah. And you made a way. And we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we can't say thank you enough. From the bottom of our hearts, from the depths of our souls, we say thank you. Oh, Father God, oh, hallelujah, for saving us when we was a wretch undone. Oh, yeah, we say thank you for the love of God that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. And our soul, Father God, says yes to your will and says yes to your way. Thank you, God. Bless our services today. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Yes. That you and you alone will be glorified and your people edified. Satan's already horrified. He's been horrified for the last 2021 and 23 years. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. When Jesus came, he thought he had Jesus. Hallelujah. When Jesus died, but lo and behold, but lo and behold, oh, God, 3 days later, yeah, it was a done deal. And we just want to say thank you, God. We want to say thank you. We want to say thank you. Yes, God, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, hallelujah. We embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it, and we surrender the day back to you. Hallelujah. We commit this service in your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We commit ourselves in your hands, our future, our destiny. We commit, Father God, hallelujah, all these things, hallelujah, in your hands, Father. Yes, yes, glory be to God. Yes, God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And amen. Oh, we bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, and good morning. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord on this Good Friday. We want to say TGIF, thank God it's Friday. Thank God it's Good Friday. Every Friday is Good Friday. But this Friday here in this Holy Week and this Passion Week, hallelujah, all traveling back some 2,000 and some years ago. Oh, yeah, it was a Good Friday. Hallelujah. And we say thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford out of Philadelphia this morning, just lifting up the name of the Lord, welcoming all of our first-time listeners. Hallelujah. We made it this far. We made it this far. Hallelujah. Oh, we made it this far. And we want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so we thank God, we thank God, we thank God, we thank God. Amen. As we have been, amen, perusing the history of Jesus and his last steps, beloved, during this Holy Week, glory be to God. And some of the events that took place during that week. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last Sunday this time, he was sitting on the donkey. Entering into, hallelujah, Jerusalem, beloved. Hallelujah. And they were shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be he who cometh in the name of the Lord. They was bowing. Hallelujah. And laying down their branches. Where we get, amen, the term Palm Sunday. The party was on. The party was on last Sunday. But here it is, beloved. Not even a whole week has transpired. Not only 1 week. Not even a week. Hallelujah. And they're calling, crucify him. Crucify him. Crucify him. They turned on Jesus so quick. When they didn't get what they thought they was looking for, they thought that he was going to deliver them immediately. They was looking for a political uprising right then and there. They didn't understand. And they turned on Jesus real quick. And we saw on yesterday when they had a chance, glory be to God, to let Jesus go. They had a chance, glory be to God, hallelujah. But they said, give us Barabbas, give us a cold-blooded killer, a cold-blooded terrorist. Glory be to God, the insurrectionist, give us Barabbas. That's who we wanted, and that's who they got. They got a man, hallelujah, that died, hallelujah, glory be to God. When they could have had a man, hallelujah, who rose again, but they didn't take Jesus' life. Beloved, the Bible tells us that Jesus gave his life to fulfill the will of the Father for the reason in which Jesus came. Yes. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, and that indeed he did. Amen. So here we are, beloved. Hallelujah. Here we are. Glory be to God. He's going the last mile of the way. Lord, help me to make 100, because 99 and a half just won't do. Jesus is here, beloved. On that Friday, on the day that he dreaded, when he was praying in agony the night before, glory be to God, sweating drops of blood. He knew what was before him. It was not a surprise, beloved, but here it go. Glory be to God. In the fullness of time, it came to pass. It's just a matter of time, and it all comes to pass. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And beloved, amen, hallelujah, to expedite, hallelujah. We're not going to get into the seven last sayings on this platform because we have our Good Friday services today at 12 o'clock. And we have seven dynamic speakers, preachers, amen, that's going to break down, amen, the seven last sayings. I want to fast forward this morning. I want to fast forward, glory be to God, beloved, amen, to Jesus on the cross. He's already there. He's already there. He's already nailed on the cross. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength. Oh, Lord, our Redeemer. Beloved, when Jesus arrived at Golgotha, the Bible says, hallelujah, beloved, in Matthew 27:34, that they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And beloved, according to Jewish law, if a man was about to be executed, he could request a narcotic mingled together with wine. wine. That was the custom of, glory be to God, in that day, which will help alleviate the pain of his execution. Now, the word gall, beloved, in this verse refers to a special painkiller that was mingled together with wine for this purpose. Beloved, the Bible says there was a group of kind women in Jerusalem who made it their good deed to help anesthetize the pain of people who were dying horrific deaths. These women wanted to eliminate as much pain and misery as possible for the scores of people being crucified by the Romans. Therefore, beloved, they produced this handmade painkiller that Matthew tells us about in this verse. Glory be to God. Vinegar mingled with gall. Glory be to God. Jesus was offered, beloved, this anesthetic twice. Two times they offered it to him. Glory be to God. We see where it was offered to him in verse number 34. And when we keep on reading, we see where it was offered to Jesus in verse number 48. And in both these instances, beloved, Jesus turned down the offer and he refused to drink it. For he knew that he was to fully consume this cup the Father had given him to drink. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God. He didn't want to dull the pain. Oh, no, he wanted everything to be genuine and authentic. Glory be to God. We want to say thank you, Jesus. Beloved, we keep reading. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And it says here, hallelujah, Matthew's number 27. It says, there they offered Jesus wine to drink mixed with gall, but after tasting it, Jesus refused to drink it. And then verse number 35 says, and they crucified him. Here we go, here we go. Here we go, beloved. We've been walking the last steps, the last road, amen, all week. And we finally get here. The day arrives. The moment arrives. They said, and they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. Oh, my God. They killed Jesus. They crucified him, beloved. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. They said here, beloved, amen. Hallelujah. In the book of Matthew, when they used the word crucified, beloved, the crucifixion was an upright, pointed stake that was used for the punishment of criminals. Glory be to God. This word crucified, beloved, is used to describe those who were hung up and pawed and beat and then publicly displayed. It was always used in connection with public execution. Now, the point of hanging a criminal publicly, beloved, was to bring further humiliation and additional punishment to the accused. Crucifixion was indisputably one of the cruelest and most barbaric forms of punishment in the ancient world. Glory be to God. Some of the Jewish historians, beloved, describe crucifixion as the most wretched of deaths. It was viewed with such horror that in one, beloved, of the letters, glory be to God, to Seneca, they wrote that suicide was preferable to crucifixion. Beloved, different parts of the world had different kinds of crucifixion. In the East, beloved, the victim was beheaded and then hung in public display. Among the Jews, beloved, the victim was first stoned to death
and then they was hung on a tree. Glory be to God. And we read in Deuteronomy 21 and 22 as it commands, if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be put to death, thou shalt hang him on a tree. His body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that day. Glory be to God. For he that is hanged is accursed of God. Oh, my God, Jesus. Beloved, but at the time that Jesus was crucified, the grueling act of crucifixion was entirely in the hands of the Roman soldiers. You see, the Jews didn't crucify Jesus. The Jews accused him, but the Romans crucified him. Oh, yeah, beloved. This punishment was reserved for the most serious offenders, usually for those who had committed some kind of treason or who had participated in or sponsored state terrorism. But because Israel hated the occupying Roman troops, beloved, insurrections frequently arose among the populace. And as a deterrent to stop people from participating in revolts, crucifixion was regularly practiced in Jerusalem. By publicly crucifying those who attempted to overthrow the government, the Romans sent a strong signal of fear to those who might be tempted to follow in their story. Be to God. And beloved, once the offender reached the place where the crucifixion was to occur, the history, beloved, is what they did is that person was laid on a cross beam that he had to carry himself with his arms outstretched. Then a soldier would drive a 5-inch iron nail. I said 5 inches. Some of us, the hair on our head is not 5 inches long. The soldier would drive a 5-inch nail, iron nail, through each of his wrists into the crossbeam. And after being nailed to the crossbeam, beloved, the victim was hoisted up by rope. And the crossbeam was dropped into a notch on top of the upright post. And when the crossbeam dropped into the groove, beloved, the victim suffered excruciating pain as his hands and wrists were wrenched by the sudden jerking motion. Then the weight of the victim's body caused his arms to be pulled out of their arm sockets. Roman soldiers, beloved, out of rage and hatred, they amused themselves by nailing their prisoners in different postures. Crucifixion was truly a vicious ordeal. When the victim was nailed to the cross, the nails were not driven through the palms of his hands, but through his wrists. And once the wrists were secured in place, beloved, the feet came next. First, the victim's legs would be positioned so that the feet were pointed downward, with the soles pressed against the post on which the victim was suspended. And then a long nail, beloved. I said a long nail. This wasn't a thumbtack. We're not talking about thumbtacks here. We're talking about long nails, iron nails. A long nail, beloved, would then be driven between the bones of the feet, lodged firmly enough between those bones to prevent it from tearing through the feet as the victim arched upward, grasping for breath. In order for the victim to breathe, he had to push himself up by his feet, which was nailed to the vertical beam. However, beloved, because the pressure on his feet became unbearable, it was impossible for him to remain long in this position. So eventually he will collapse back into the hanging position. As the victim pushed up and collapsed back down again and again and again over a long period of time, his shoulders eventually dislocated and popped out of joint. Soon the out of joint shoulders were followed by the elbows and the wrists. And these various dislocations, beloved, caused the arms to be extended up to 9 inches longer than usual, resulting in terrible cramps in the victim's arm muscles and making it impossible for him to push himself upward any longer to breathe. When he was finally too exhausted and could no longer push himself upward on the nail lodged in his feet, then the process of asphyxiation began. Beloved, I'm telling you that Jesus experienced all of this torture. When he dropped down with the full weight of his body on the nails that were driven through his wrists, it sent excruciating pain up his arms, registering horrific pain in his brain. Added to this torture was the agony caused by the constant grating of Jesus' recently scourged back. Remember, they had beat him all night before they nailed him to the cross. Now the skin, amen, beloved, and all his flesh against the upright post. Every time he pushed up to breathe, his raw flesh rubbing up against the post and then collapsed back to a hanging position. And due to the extreme loss of blood and hyperventilation, beloved, during crucifixion, the victim will begin to experience severe dehydration. And we see this process in Jesus' own crucifixion when he cried out, "I thirst." Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, my God, Jesus. After several hours of this torment, the victim's heart would begin to fail. Next, his lungs would collapse, and excess fluids would begin filling the lining of his heart and lungs, adding to the slow process of asphyxiation. When the Roman soldier came to determine whether or not Jesus was alive or dead, the Bible tells us that he thrust his spear into Jesus' side. One expert pointed out that if Jesus had been alive when the soldiers did this, the soldier would have heard a loud sucking sound caused by air being inhaled past a freshly made wound in the chest. But the Bible tells us, beloved, that water and blood mixed together came pouring forth from the wound the spear had made. This was evidence that Jesus' heart and lungs had shut down. I said, Jesus died. I said, Jesus died. Jesus' heart and lungs had shut down, and they was filled with fluid, beloved. And this was enough to assure the soldier that Jesus was already dead. It was customary for Roman soldiers to break the lower leg bones of a person being crucified, making it impossible for the victim to push himself upward to breathe, and thus causing him, beloved, to asphyxiate at a much quicker rate. However, because of the blood and the water that gushed from Jesus' side, he was already considered dead. And since there was no room for the soldiers to hasten Jesus' death, his legs were never broken. Ah, my God. Every ounce of God's word is true. Beloved, this is just a brief, glory be to God, taste of what a Roman crucifixion entailed. It was nasty. It was ugly. It was evil. What I just described to you, beloved, amen, glory be to God, was exactly what Jesus experienced on the cross when Jesus has died for you and when Jesus died for me. This is why Brother Paul writes to us in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse number 8, Philippians 2 and 8. Paul writes this. He says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Beloved, when we look at the word even, he says, he became obedient to death, even the death. When they use that word even, beloved, this dramatizes the point that Jesus lowered himself to such an extent that he died even the death of a cross, which was the lowest, most humiliating, debasing, shameful, painful method of death in the ancient world. Beloved, now you understand why the kind women of Jerusalem have prepared this homemade painkiller for those being crucified. The agony associated with crucifixion is the reason they offered Jesus this gall. Once before the crucifixion began, and then they offered it to him a second time as he hung on the cross. And beloved, while Jesus is there, amen, dying, amen, this unimaginable death, the Bible tells us that the soldiers near the foot of the cross were down there parting his garments, casting lots. They did not understand the great price of redemption that was being paid at that moment as Jesus hung, beloved, asphyxiating to death, his lungs filling with fluid so he could not breathe. And according to Roman custom, the soldiers who carried out the crucifixion had a right to the victim's clothes. So Jewish law required that the person being crucified would be stripped naked. So here, Jesus is hanging completely open and naked before the world, while his crucifiers literally distributed his clothes among themselves, making this distribution of clothes even cheaper, beloved, was the fact that the soldiers cast lots for his garments. When we read in St. John 19:23, It tells us when they had crucified Jesus, they took his garments and made four parts. So every soldier had a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said, therefore, among themselves, let us not rend it, let us not tear his garment into four, but let us cast lots for his. Let us throw the dice. Let us throw the dice and see who gets the garment. Beloved, this account informs us that four soldiers were present at Jesus' crucifixion. The four parts of his clothing that was distributed among them, beloved, were his headgear, his sandals, his girdle, and the tallit. Glory be to God. The outer garment, that was the outer garment that had fringes at the bottom. That was what the woman was the issue of blood. Said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, yeah, that's what she touched. Beloved, Jesus' coat was without seam. It was a handmade garment that was sewn together from the top to the bottom. Because it was specially handmade, the coat was a very expensive piece of clothing. This was the reason the soldiers chose to cast lots for it rather than tear it into four parts and spoil it. So the Bible tells us that they cast lots for the garment. And so that indicated, beloved, that was a game that they played, during which the soldiers wrote their names on a piece of parchment, or they wrote their names on wood or stone or something, and then they would drop all four pieces with their names written on them into some kind of container. Can you imagine? Now, this Jesus is still on the cross. They're at the bottom down here, casting lots, writing names on paper, putting it in a hat, going to see who name they're going to draw to see who going to get this expensive coat. Don't tell me my Lord wore rags. Anytime they down here throwing the dice, amen, casting lots to see who's going to take the coat home. And now Jesus is still on the cross. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Beloved, it is simply remarkable that all of this was taking place as Jesus was pushing down on that huge nail lodging his feet so he could grasp for breath before sagging down into a hanging position. As Jesus continued to drain away and the full consequence of man's sin was being realized in him, beloved, the soldiers at the foot of the cross is playing a game to see who will get his finest piece of clothing. Matthew 27 and 36 says this, and sitting down, they watched him there. They watched him, beloved. They guarded Jesus. They was guarding Jesus while they was throwing the dice for his expensive coat. They was consistently guarding him, bro. They had their eyes on Jesus, though. Because it was the responsibility of these soldiers to keep things in order, to keep watch over the crucifixion site, and to make sure no one came to rescue Jesus from the cross. So as they cast lots, as they playing games at the death site, they were also keeping watch out of the corners of their eyes to make certain no one touched Jesus as Jesus hung dying on the cross. Can you imagine? My God, but beloved, can you imagine? Beloved, when we read about the crucifixion of Jesus, it makes us want to repent for the callousness with which the world looks upon the cross today. In our society, the cross has become a fashion item, decorated with gems and rhinestones, gold and silver. Beautiful crosses of jewelry, beloved, or women ears, men ears, dangling at the top and the bottom, gold chain and necklaces and all these pretty crosses. The symbol of the cross, beloved, is even tattooed on some people's flesh. But the reason this is so disturbing, beloved, is that in beautifying the cross to make it pleasing to look upon, people have forgotten that it wasn't beautiful and it wasn't lavishly decorated at all. In fact, the cross of Jesus Christ was shocking. And the cross of Jesus Christ was appalling. Jesus' totally naked body was flaunted in humiliation before a watching world. His flesh was ripped to shreds as a lamb before the slaughter, beloved. His body was bruised from head to toe. He had to heave his body upward for every breath he breathed. And his nervous system sent constant signals of excruciating pain to his brain. Blood drenched Jesus' face and streamed from his hands. Blood streaming from his feet and from the countless cuts and the gaping wounds and scourging that they had left upon his body. In reality, beloved, the cross of Jesus Christ was a disgusting, repulsive, nauseating, stomach-turning sight. So entirely different from the attractive crosses that people are wearing as a part of their jewelry or their attire. Oh, it wasn't that clean, baby. Beloved, in my closing on today, on this day, on this most sacred day on the whole calendar, all 365 days, glory be to God. It would be good, beloved, for all of us as believers to take a little time to remember what the cross of Jesus Christ was really like. Beloved, if we don't deliberately choose to meditate on what he went through, we will never really appreciate the price he paid for us. How tragic it would be if we lost sight of the pain and the price of redemption. Beloved, when we fail to remember what it cost Jesus to save us, we tend to treat our salvation cheaply and with disregard. And this is why Brother Peter wrote in 1 Peter 1:18, Brother Peter wrote this. He said, "Forasmuch as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, for your vain conversation, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Jesus, We were redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus as a lamb without blemish and without spot. And so, beloved, this is why those women at Jerusalem wanted to anesthetize Jesus to remove his pain. But he refused the painkillers and entered into the experience of the cross with all his faculties. Let's not allow the world, beloved, to anesthetize us, causing us to overlook, causing us to forget the real price. There wasn't no discounted price. Wasn't no bargain price, beloved. Wasn't no watered down price. Wasn't no cheap price. No, nothing was stolen. Wasn't no shoplifting. None of that. No. This was the full price. This was the full. You ever paid full price for something, beloved, and was glad to do it because you wanted it that bad? Didn't try to gyp them down. Didn't try to find out when the sale was on. Did you were going to come back. Glory be to God. You was happy to pay full price for this item. You didn't care because that's how bad you wanted it. Beloved, it was a real price that was paid on the cross. Let us take time this morning, beloved, as we partake in holy, prepare to partake in our holy communion this morning. Let us take time, beloved, to let the reality of the cross sink deep into our hearts and our souls. And as you do, beloved, you'll find that it will cause you to love Jesus so much more. So much, much more than you love him right now. Jesus died. Graveyard dead. Jesus died. Yep. He died. Yes, he did. They could have put a gun to his head. That would have been quicker. They could have just stabbed him in the heart. That would have been quicker. Put a plastic bag over his head. That would have been quicker. Oh, no, baby. Oh, no. I'm finished. I just want to show you this one scripture here. This one scripture. Amen. Since you're taking notes this morning. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. Write the scripture down, too. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And hallelujah, in the book of Isaiah, hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah, amen, chapter number 53, verse number 7. Isaiah 53 and verse number 7. Amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Anybody ever seen anybody kill an animal? That's why I'm getting away from a lot of meat. You ever see them kill a lamb? You ever see them kill a chicken? You ever see them kill an animal? Go on Disney. Go on History Channel today and watch how they kill an animal. Make you not want to eat no more meat, I tell you that. Watch how they kill an animal, beloved. And the Bible says, as a sheep, as a lamb, he was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, but he opened not his mouth. Jesus died, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't get too sad, but don't get too sad.
Hallelujah, the story ain't over. But the story ain't over. Lord, thank you. Lord, help us never to forget the price you paid on the cross for our salvation. Father, please forgive us for the time our life started moving so fast that we failed to remember what you did for us. No one else could have taken our place. No one else could have paid the price for our sin. So you went to the cross bearing our sins, bearing our sicknesses, bearing our pain, and bearing our lack of peace. That cross was the place where the price was paid for our deliverance. Today, this day right here, Father, we want to thank you from the very depths of our heart for doing this for us. We pray this in Jesus' name, and our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Let us take our Holy Communion. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He was as white as snow. Amen, beloved. Amen. The matzah. Amen. The cup, the bread, beloved. Hallelujah. It's all symbolic. So remember, amen, you didn't have to run out, amen, and do anything extra. Amen. Glory be to God. Partake of the body. Amen. Matzah, bread, crackers, potato chips, whatever you have, beloved. It's all symbolic. It's not a ritual. Amen. It's the receiving of a blessing. Amen. We are receiving a blessing. Amen. Father God, okay, amen, let us, amen, hold up the body, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, our Lord and our Savior, we say thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the body, hallelujah, which represents this matzah bread, Father, whatever we are about to partake of, which represents the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father God, that was broken for us. We say thank you for it, Father. We say thank you for everything that this symbolizes, Father God, our healing, our deliverance, our breakthrough, Father God, hallelujah, our wealth, hallelujah, everything, Father God, hallelujah, is contained in this representation of the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you have commanded us, it is a commandment that we partake of Holy Communion, and we say thank you that we've been able to do it all this week, Father. You said as often as you do this, in remembrance of me, bless it now as we partake in Jesus' name. Beloved, let us eat. Lord, we say thank you. All right, let us take the cup. The Bible calls this the cup of blessing. Oh, it might be grape juice. It might be a little wine, orange juice, apple juice. I don't know what, little water, whatever, beloved. The Bible calls it, amen, as we pray on it, pray over this, amen, but the Bible calls this the cup of blessing. You are about to drink your blessing. I forgot to say this. If you need to repent or something, do it right now. Do it right now. You should have did it before we took the body. That's okay. Do it before we drink the cup. Ask God to forgive you and mean it. Father God, we thank you for this cup, which represents the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was shed for us, Father God, on that day. Oh, how he bled. Oh, how he suffered. Oh, how he died. Father God, that we may have eternal life, an abundant life, a good life,
a healthy life, disease-free life, sin-free life, poverty-free life. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you would bless this cup even right now as we partake. And we thank you for the opportunity to do so. In Jesus' name. Saints, let us drink. Woo! My God. I guarantee you after this communion, if you go and you drink this drink, whatever you just drunk, if you go and drink it for a regular drink, it won't taste nowhere near what it just tasted like going in down your throat. It won't taste anywhere like it, that. What a blessing. Father, we say thank you for this Holy Communion, and we say thank you for the word coming forth in Jesus' name. Glory be to God, beloved. Amen. This is Holy Week. This is the most fertile week on our calendar. Amen. We encourage you, amen, to sow a sacrificial Passover offering. A sacrificial Passover offering, beloved. This is the most blessed time. Amen. This time did not allow for us to get into, amen, the additional angelic assistance that's available to us and all the other benefits that is available to us during this time of Passover, beloved, that the Old Testament and the New Testament teaches about the Passover. Glory be to God. We encourage you, amen, glory be to God, and we ask you to consider, amen, a sowing into the word, amen, on today. Amen, glory be to God, and we say thank you. If you are a visitor, amen, you can visit our website at lifewordjesus.org where all the instructions are, amen, Cash App, $, lifewordjesus. Mailing address, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen and amen. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, in form of announcements, as I give the benediction at 12 o'clock, we will be having our Good Friday services. We have 7 dynamic speakers. Amen. Each one is going to have one of the 7 last sayings of Christ. Now, you'll be able to watch us on Facebook. You can watch us on YouTube. We're going to be everywhere. We're going to be on live stream. We're going to be in 127 countries and 35 million households. If you have a smart TV, you go to your smart television and you Google ICN, iCandy Nancy, ICN, Impact Network, Impact, I-M-P-A-C-T. Do that and you'll see us there at 12 o'clock. If you don't have a smart TV, go to your cell phone. Amen. Go to the Play Store, download your free app. Okay. ICN. Impact Network. That's all you have to do. And at 12 o'clock, we will be there. So there's several ways you can watch us. You can download the app. You can do it on your smart TV. You can just go to our Facebook page. You can go to the YouTube page. Everywhere you turn today, we're going to be there. Lifting up Jesus. No other name. Come on and bring somebody with you, amen, right? Just pull out the popcorn or whatever you want to do, and amen, holler. Instead of watching that movie, come on, let's get into fellowship service. You don't even have to leave your home today. Isn't that beautiful? How we can have church in the comfort of your home. So we will be there. No noonday prayer today. Don't call in at noonday, amen. We're going to be, amen, in our services, which start promptly at 12. Amen. And then Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. We are going to be taking Holy Communion again tomorrow and again Sunday. We're going to finish the week out. Amen. Remembering what Jesus did for us, beloved. It was a serious price to pay. And we are grateful that he did. Amen. Father God, we say thank you for the services today. We love you. We thank you. Father God, when we look at it, we want to cry, and we are sad, but then we get glad as we continue to go, God, hallelujah. We want to say thank you. We want to say thank you, God, that Sunday is coming. Sunday is coming, glory be to God. And God, we got our dancing shoes on. We got our dancing shoes on. Ah, my God, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Father God, thank you for blessing our services today. All seven speakers, there be no technical interference. Father God, as the word comes forth today, Father God, souls will be saved. Oh, Father God, backsliders reclaimed. Father God, we already got word, Father God, that we have some new partners in Africa. They're waiting to hear, Father God, the Life Word Jesus, amen, platform of speakers today. Father, we say thank you. Crucify our flesh, Father. Bring our flesh under subjection, Father God. God, may you and you alone be glorified. May your people be edified. Satan is already horrified. Father, we bind every spirit of retaliation that will stop, Father God, us from moving forward, that will stop any of your speakers from not showing up. Father God, we bind the spirit of fear that might try to paralyze them and cause them to start to stuttering and forgetting, Father God. And we bind all that. In Jesus' name, it will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. Thank you for the Holy Communion today and all this week. Thank you for the money, Father God. Amen. Being sown into the ministry, Father God, because it takes money to do ministry. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. And we, but in Jesus' name, I got some good news, but I can't tell y'all right now. I got some good news. Y'all ain't gonna believe it when y'all hear it. Just don't miss nothing in the next coming days. I got some good news. I want my flesh want to tell you because y'all know me. I share everything, but the Holy Spirit said no. All right, in Jesus' name, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church said amen, amen, amen. And the church said amen. See you at 12 o'clock. Glory be to God for our Good Friday services. Amen. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Rejoice, beloved. Jesus died. And we ain't never been so happy over somebody dying. Amen. Love you, love you, love you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Blessings.